We get green every month, thanks to guests on behalf of, well, those who are getting green in our area, the U.S. United States Green Building Council, strong in West Michigan. Thanks, Renee Hesselink, for the hookups today. A conversation about construction waste management and the green building movement. Thanks with you. Thanks to you, Andrew Goulet, with Knight Transfer Services. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Shelley.
Appreciate you. Introduce yourself and your organization, please.
Well, my name is Andrew Goulet. I'm the Vice President of Sales for Knight Transfer Services, kind of a glorified sales representative. I basically in charge of bidding projects throughout the state in our service territory. I do some business development and finding new outlets for the recycling that that we're tasked with on projects that we are part of.
Well, we're here to talk about waste.
Right.
So let's kind of take apart either that term or some measurement opportunities here. And let's start, Andrew, with sharing with us how much waste there was in general in the construction industry and what's typically happened to it, I guess, before the green building movement. And what is the definition of waste here?
So the part of waste that we deal with is the construction and demolition, solid waste, that we typically are hauling. And in 2014, we had about 4.5 million yards of C&D material, which was about 11% of the total waste landfilled in the state. As we've seen increases in development and construction, that number's risen slightly to about 12 to 13%, I estimate.
So I guess with the green building movement, Knight, for example, has worked on over 200 LEED projects. So what does management of the waste from green buildings look like? I mean, what's been happening with our green building movement?
So currently we have a few different, methods of managing waste on projects that we're a part of. The primary method is on-site sorting, where we set different containers for materials that are going to be sorted on-site. So we'll set a container for the trash, the cardboard, the wood, the metal, the masonry, and the drywall.
Stuff that comes from construction, right?
Right. Exactly. And we also will implement a program where we can do some off-site sorting, and we'll set a container for wood, cardboard, and metal, a combination of those three different types of debris where we can sort that or partner with somebody who will sort it for us.
Where does the waste go?
To the landfills. Yep.
How do you manage such a process? I trust there's some reporting you need to do here.
Yeah, so we track every project that we're a part of that either needs to be tracked or is a LEED project. And it's done on a monthly basis or upon request by the general contractor construction manager. And so every month, the second working day, we email that cumulative tracker out, and they can see where they're at, diversion percentage on our end of things as far as what we're hauling off-site.
Yes, and that would be we, Knight Transfer Services, you, Andrew Goulet. Let's talk benefits to the owner, the contractor, and then I'll ask the hauler. How about, what's the benefit to the owner here?
The benefit to the owner is simply knowing that, you know, X percentage of waste was diverted from the landfill, and X percentage of recycling material was actually recycled. And then to the contractor, the benefit is just doing what they actually said they were going to do, and hitting that goal that was put in front of them. On our end of things,
Is you're the hauler.
Because we're the hauler. We provide the containers and pick them up and switch them out and take them to the recycling outlets and landfill. It's really just the pride in knowing that we accomplished a goal. And we were a part of a project that accomplished that goal.
What then would be some of the challenges still? I trust there are items that might be difficult to recycle?
Yeah, so as we service the whole, well, across the state of Michigan, from Grand Rapids area to Lansing to greater metro Detroit and Ann Arbor, we find that certain recycling outlets that we use will only accept certain types of material. Drywall is a tough one for us in West Michigan. Coming off construction sites, a lot of these recycling outlets aren't too sure what's coming in our dumpsters. Time and time again, we find that there's trash at the bottom of the containers because of just being on a construction site and people walking by and, you know, subcontractors just throwing things into the dumpster. So we have to maintain those relationships. That's one of the struggles is when we dump a load at a recycling outlet and there's trash in it. So that's one of the tough things. But as well as finding the outlets to take that material too. So
Shall I say good management of construction waste? Is this going to cost more to the contractor?
You know, that one's up for debate.
Get what you pay for.
You do get what you pay for. That really comes down to the areas that the project is in or projects are in. The cost to recycle drywall is different on the west side of the state than it is on the east side of the state. They're drastically different. The costs to recycle wood are different. The costs to recycle masonry and concrete are different. So with those costs being different, it does impact the overall cost of waste management. When you're also implementing on-site sorting versus off-site sorting, there's an additional cost on the off-site sorting because there's labor involved in, you know, sorting loads of debris that are mixed.
Big picture. Do you have a big picture view of what's happening, let's say, at the state level with construction waste? I know the governor's director of doubling the amount of recycling in Michigan. Have you seen movement at the state level, increases in resources or outlets here?
On our end of things, I haven't seen really any impact. Really, it comes down to how much business we have and where universities and healthcare industries are going. That's where I see the most impact on projects. You know, whether they're going to try and recycle or they're not going to try and recycle. But as far as on a government level, I don't see any sort of push on our end as far as goals and percentages we have to meet.
Are you busy?
We're very busy.
Yeah.
Very busy.
What else do you need to let our listeners know, Andrew?
Currently, I think that's it. Yeah.
Besides, how to get in touch with you if one is interested in using your services and learning more, basically.
Yeah, just get in touch with me. Call our office, night transfer, 616-748-9878, and just ask for me.
Andrew Goulet, G-O-U-L-E-T, not Goulet, Goulet. Andrew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking about construction waste management and the green building movement, it's alive and well here in West Michigan, thanks to Night Transfer Services.